From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Ah, crazy, and the crazy boys are back right here in Montreal, Canada. Willem Backus in the studio here in Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Vic Phillips, and Cynthia Fodor in Scottsdale, Arizona. Steve, welcome to Travel World today.
Good morning, Willem. We're here in just outside of Scottsdale in a little community called Paradise Valley at the Hermosa Inn, which is a very unique property. This inn carries on the traditions of the 1930s and 40s, the small town Arizona that people used to know. And joining me now is Greg LaMonica, the hotel manager here at the Hermosa Inn. Tell us a bit more about the unique background of this property.
Well, thank you for having me. The Hermosa Inn was built in the 20s by a man named Lon McGarkey, who was a rancher and a cowboy artist. Built the original main building as a authentic hacienda, built it for his studio, his painting studio, started adding rooms on for his personal guests, and he named it Casa Hermosa at the time. Hermosa means beautiful, and we've carried on that authentic hacienda tradition today. Now the Hermosa has 35 guest rooms and in a very quaint atmosphere here.
Yes, each room is distinctively different. There's a variety of styles. Nobody gets just a standard room at the Hermosa Inn.
Exactly right. We have rooms ranging from our ranchos up to our two-bedroom villa suites, and as you mentioned, every room is individually appointed and decorated in a southwestern style, and we really like the quiet hideaway feel of the Hermosa.
Well, we're sitting here in a villa suite, and these are ideal for family travel or for small sales meetings. Everyone can get together in an informal atmosphere. They have the two bedrooms, a small kitchen area. These are like private homes, private condos.
Steve, did you ask the famous six questions?
Yes, we're going to get to what is the rack rate? What does one of the villa suites go for example?
This time of the year, the suite we're in now, the villa suite, is $635. Right now, during our high season, our other more economical rooms start about $260, but in our off season in the summer, there's some very good value rates and packages for people who want to experience this in off-season as well.
Well, you step outside your room and you've got gardens, you've got flowers, it's that desert atmosphere. I step out of my room, you have a little patio, and there's a private spa to whirlpool tub to sit in. You're really in close to the city, but not with all the city noise. You really think you're right in the desert.
Exactly. We're kind of in the shadow of Camelback Mountain. We're on 6.5 acres, pretty well spread out. Everything is single story around here. So as you mentioned, even though we're very close to the shopping and main business corridors of Phoenix, you very have a desert hideaway feel here in Paradise Valley.
There are so many unique touches. For example, in the shower, the water temperature gauge, at least where it tells you the ideal temperature, 36 Celsius or what have you, rather than just trying to fiddle with the tap to get the right temperature control. Those are thoughtful little touches that make it like home.
Thank you. We really believe in the magic of this place as being different than the other mega resorts that you mentioned. There's some beautiful places here in the valley, but this is really the only place like it in town with the authentic hacienda desert feel.
On site as well, you have a restaurant serving lunch and dinner.
Lon's, named after Lon McGarkey that I mentioned. We call Lon's innovative American cuisine, and Lon's is highly acclaimed for its cuisine. Chef Patrick Pobletti does a remarkable job in there. It has a seasonal menu, so depending on the season of the year, the features are new and exciting. Has a wonderful patio, and outside at night, as I mentioned, in the shadow of Camelback Mountain with the fountain on the patio, there's no place like it.
There were people out there last night standing, having a drink, and looking at the stars. Such a clear sky here in Arizona. And because of the both being south and west, at this time of year, the sun does not go down until around 6 p.m. Back up in the northeast, it's dark by 4:30 this time of year. But go to Arizona and you get those extra hours of sunshine.
Yeah, don't rub it in, Steve.
Pardon me?
Don't rub it in.
No. Yeah. Well, everyone's sitting in the dark in the northeast.
It's not what I was expecting, you know, when you're talking about that shower thing, Steve, because if it was really like at home, you'd have one of these controls that's either way too hot or way too cold and nowhere really in between. But it sounds like you're at a really fun place down at the Hermosa.
Yes, and Greg, what number can people call or check out the website to get more information?
Our 800 number is 800-241-1210. And our website is easy to remember. It's simply HermosaInn.com.
HermosaInn.com. Well, we're enjoying ourselves here. It's a sunny day. We're heading out later to visit some of the attractions in the Scottsdale area, Rawhide for the Western Town, and the saloon for the steak dinner. And we'll be talking a lot more about that next week when we do our full hour show on the Scottsdale area.
Yeah, I'm salivating about that already, Steve. Listen, Steve, I want to ask you something. So how was the great meeting? We've been waiting for this for some time for Vic to finally meet Cynthia. So what was going on?
Oh, yes. Getting along wonderfully. Nobody's at each other's throat.
That's not what I was asking you about.
No.
So.
It was just said that jokingly, but everyone is getting along great. They said they're both exactly as they pictured each other.
Yeah, well, okay, that's interesting, seeing that you actually showed each other pictures of each other. So.
Yeah, they actually remembered what the photos looked like.
Yeah, exactly. I have actually a special guest in studio here, Art Moskovic from The Bear 106.9 in Ottawa. Art, welcome to Travel World.
Hello.
And,
good morning, Art.
Good morning, Steve.
We're talking here about the Arizona thing. We're just about to head up to the break sooner or later, but I just want to introduce Art to our audience, and soon we may have ourselves Travel World Features. Every now and then, Art is the morning man. It's the with the number
Woo-hoo!
One, the number one what rock and roll station in Eastern Canada.
The only place to get AC/DC at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
it works for me.
You better believe it. Listen, we're coming up on the break in 45 seconds, Steve. So what are we doing after the break?
Yes, after the break, we'll be talking to Fran Fawcett. She's with Fox 26 News in Houston. She and her husband went off to a place very exotic that we haven't talked about, I think, in 2.5 years on Travel World, and that is Nepal. So we'll be learning more about that after the 11:15 break.
Sounds like a great time that you're going to have when you're out there. So
we're looking forward to the rest of the 5 days that we're spending out in Scottsdale.
That's great. Well, Steve, hang on. We're going to start rolling the break right around now.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right? No. And a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong.
Yeah, Bonnie?
Have you been losing sleep?
My spots
myths?
Start
you
right at 15.
The real facts about getting
exactly,
a good
huh?
sleep guarantee?
Uh-huh.
Your spots start at 15:20 on my watch, so I better time it for that.
Okay.
Can you just kind of cue it, like after the dots there? Because I was trying to play the clip early.
Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring
can I what?
Reduces the pressure
again?
Points that can
well, I was playing my own lead-out clip a little bit early.
Yeah, can you wait a little bit before you play it?
You bet.
Tempur-Pedic.
They're 17 seconds long on average.
Relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and
it's Bonnie.
Your credit card
ready.
That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number, to participate in government entitlement programs, and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 post-paid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland 21157. Only $24 postpaid.
Presenting a totally organic vitamin food designed to provide natural food source vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace minerals. Vitamin Greens is a perfectly blended balance of organically grown vegetables and live enzymes. Just a couple of tablespoons per day added to your favorite fruit juice or blended drink gives you 2 to 5 times the vitamins necessary for a full day. Endorsed by national physicians and healthcare practitioners, Vitamin Greens comes from folks at Livin' Good International, where living good is a way of life. And there's a full money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-777-4515 to order the Vitamin Greens today. Available 15. Exclusively through this offer for just $19.95. So call now. 1-888-777-4515. That's 1-888-777-4515 for Vitamin Greens.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. But tonight the sweet devil,
ooh, sometimes doesn't it feel like that? Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Vic Phillips, and Cynthia Forder, all out in Scottsdale. We got special guest Art Moskovic from The Bear 106.9 in Ottawa in studio here with us, and we've got Fran Fawcett on the line. Steve, tell us a bit more about Fran and what she's going to tell us.
Fran is down in Houston. She's with Fox 26 News, and she went to Nepal earlier this year with her husband, one of those exotic destinations that not that many people travel to. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Stephen. Philip is here with us as well.
What intrigued you to go to Nepal? Why
did you
pick Nepal in the first place?
Hello.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, Willem.
How you doing, Fran? So tell us.
I'm good. I can't.
I think it's just a phone line snafu. But anyway, tell us a little bit more about the places you went. You said you went to Nepal. That sounds like kind of exotic and everything.
It was incredibly exotic. It was much more exotic than I think we expected it to be.
Are you serious?
I had come across a wonderful story about a Houston dentist, Dr. Paul Zanowiak, who owns the Smile Stores here. And Dr. Zanowiak was climbing Langtang Mountain in 1986 in Nepal.
Yeah.
And he had spent some time in India and really had picked up a few bugs there. He had proceeded to go ahead and climb the mountain and got very, very sick. And his Sherpa guides carried him down the mountain and saved his life and got him medical care.
You got to have those guides.
Oh, they're fabulous. And then a number of years later, he was back in Nepal, and he ran across the Sherpa guide who was instrumental in saving his life. And the Sherpa guide's mouth was slowly closing, and it had come to really, he had a form of lockjaw. He had a facial deformity and had to have surgery. And over the years, his jaw had closed, and he was feeding himself through two teeth in the side of his mouth. At any rate, the dentist brought him here to Houston and had life-saving surgery.
Well, and I came across this.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's a nice story.
One man saved one man's life and another. So I went out and interviewed them, and I just thought, this is fabulous, and these people are fabulous. And then they started telling me about a dental clinic, that because of all of this, there's a dental clinic in Namche Bazaar at 11,800 feet, right, Philip? It's 400 feet above Namche.
Right.
Yeah. And so I said, well, you know, I just don't think I can do this story correctly without seeing that dental clinic.
That's for sure. Goodness gracious. You know, it's amazing how some of these things start up. Stephen is always quick to point out how things start out because of me, but usually it's nothing anywhere so dramatic. Kind of like them putting a $2 minimum at the what used to be the free buffet table. So, yeah, he's back. Put away the... Well, you remember that, Steve.
They know he's there.
Well, the buffet manager was horrified, you know. Put away the prime rib, man. And I'm sitting there, you know, like blackjack. Hit me again, buddy. Hit me again. So tell
them at the Yak and Yeti Hotel in Kathmandu, they have a wonderful buffet every evening.
There you go. Listen, so Fran, tell us what made you go out to Nepal.
Well, my husband had told me that I could go anywhere in the world I wanted to for my birthday, which was a significant one. Philip is a very generous gentleman. And as I'm sitting here interviewing these guys, I said, listen, you know, they looked at me when I said, I can't, you know, they kind of looked at me dumbfounded when I said, I can't do a story without seeing the dental clinic.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, you don't understand. My husband has told me I can go anywhere I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And
what a nice guy.
When somebody gives you an offer like that, your mind sort of goes blank.
I would figure something like Bangkok, Thailand, or something like, but then again, it's still just as exotic around the same area, Southeast Asia.
Well, you know, I kept going Concord over Kiwi to back.
Mm-hmm.
but I thought the dental clinic sort of symbolized this life-saving, giving, because the dental clinic was founded in order to help the Sherpa people. Namche Bazaar is in the heart of the Sherpa land, which is called the Solo Kumbu. And they've established this wonderful dental clinic. And as a matter of fact, the dentists were trained in Saskatchewan, I think, it's a program to train native people to have dental clinics throughout the world.
Now, what about the sun and whatnot? I mean, we're talking about teeth and everything, and it makes me think of Austin Powers more than anything else. So tell us, how about the fun stuff that you
did? How was the beach?
There's no beach in Nepal. There's no beach in Nepal.
No, but we went to Bombay, and there's a beach in Bombay, and let me tell you, it looks dead.
Does it?
No, it does. I can't believe they can catch anything here.
Yes. Well, Steve and I, we have our little taste of Bombay every time we drive past the Bombay Palace on Sources Road, but that's about as close as we've ever been.
I keep all saying, go in
Bombay Palace here, too.
Yeah, but you got the real one.
Yeah. The gateway to India in Bombay was an interesting visit. And the drive around the bay, around the, what is that, the Arabian Sea? Of course, to get from the airport into Bombay, you have to go through the world's largest slum in Asia.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fascinating.
Not unlike Hochelaga Maisonneuve. That's a Montreal joke.
Okay. So, well, we'll get to tell us about it later.
Fran, tell us about what's the funniest thing that happened to you while you're out there?
The funniest thing?
Yeah. Sounds like you guys had a good time. Conference time.
I imagine it would be the nightly trips to the Dunnies.
The Dunnies? Is that a word for the bathroom?
The Johns.
Ah, yes, yes. That's
the,
what
toilets.
I was just joking.
The lavatory.
When you get past, we went to Kathmandu, flew up to Lukla, which is about 9,000 feet, and from then on it's on foot.
Okay.
And it's the trail going up to Everest is what it is.
Okay.
And modern conveniences are definitely lacking along that way. And these outhouses and Dunnies were... Really, I mean, we were in gales of laughter every night.
Oh my goodness!
You have to have a good sense if you were to do that.
I better believe it.
it's pretty primitive.
Yeah, my favorite lavatory story about the Bombay Palace has to do with one time I went there. Man, that their curried chicken went through me like a Japanese bullet train. I sat there after a meal goes, where's the bathroom? Way over there.
Well, we thought one of the places we stayed was the Khumbu Lodge in Namcheb Bazaar, and the Khumbu Lodge is very famous in Everest lore. Everybody who ever climbs Everest goes and stays at the Khumbu Lodge. It's owned by a wonderful gentleman, T.K. Sherpa, who has Nepal Himal Trek, which I would definitely recommend to anybody. But he owns that, and the dunny there was... actually, Rosalind and Jimmy Carter stayed there, and we were in gales of laughter picturing Rosalind and Jimmy trekking down three stories every night to this dungeon hole.
Steve would like that, but talking about that kind of thing, so their idea of running water was that you had to run and get it?
pretty much.
Oh, my.
Well, but, you know, we did... Go ahead.
Makes you appreciate the porcelain of home, huh?
Oh, never has a shower been so appreciated for
a Oh, my. But let me ask you something. Now, Stephen tells me, you have children?
Philip has two children.
All right. So you got a chance to... Did they travel with you, or did you have a chance to get away from them for a little while?
They're grown.
They're grown. So
they're both in college.
So this is a nice little romantic trip for you, I hope.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. All our trips are romantic.
Oh my God! So, Fran, overall, would you do this again, Fran?
But I do this again. Let me tell you, it's trekking up the Everest Trail is very, very hard. You do have to deal with altitude sickness. About 13,500 feet, it got to us. That was about as far as we went. Went up to.
That's the only thing to look out for: the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the nosebleeds and breathing got a little difficult, and Philip and I both, in Texas, vernacular got all swole up. Our faces were huge, our eyes were bugging out, and rather than climb back down, going back down the trail, we took a helicopter.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, gee whiz. Listen,
Fran,
we got about a minute left to break. Stephen, you got any words for Fran before we wrap up and head with our break?
I'd like to thank Fran Fawcett from Fox 26 in Houston for sharing with her some of her insights into a place that not too many of us would think about for getting away on a vacation, Nepal, getting off the beaten path. That's what it's all about. And coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to our new Florida Bureau Chief, Cynthia Demos, from WPTV in West Palm Beach. And
in
South Florida, one of which includes crossing over to the new Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and the real reason why they have web feed on Atlantis. That's what I was talking to Cynthia about. Or the new show coming up on Fox 26 on Thursdays, When Lavatories Attack. Stay tuned. This is Travel World.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates said in an interview he does not expect the government's landmark antitrust suit against his company to lead to the breakup of Microsoft. Gates told NBC it's not something that would make sense. In his words, it's not anything we expect to have happen, and we think it's reckless that that's being discussed by the government. Russia has launched a second wave of house-to-house searches through Chechnya to prevent rebels thwarting a new offensive. Moscow appeared to have eased a ban on Chechen male refugees aged 10 to 60 from crossing the border after criticism by a UN refugee agency, although there were conflicting accounts of the situation. Doctors have transplanted two new arms onto a patient in France.
You're listening to Travel World. Willem and Steve.
Who lost his arms in a factory explosion in 1996. The operating team of 50 people, including 18 surgeons, attached the man's new limbs below the elbow. USA Today says the patient, who was not
across America via satellite,
in satisfactory condition. Surgery is such that involves serious risks. Even if the patient doesn't reject the enhancements he's given, could face other problems, including the failure of nerves to regenerate sufficiently to allow sensation, such as hot and cold. Patients must take anti-rejection medication that suppresses the immune system to keep the body from destroying the foreign tissue, but the suppression of the immune system leaves the patient more vulnerable to other diseases. The surgery took place in the southwestern French town of Lyon. That's the news on Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds.
Willem?
Call 1-800-531-7792.
Yes. We're here. Go ahead, Bonnie. 1 minute to go.
Yes, and I have Cynthia on the line, and she said, I already told Stephen that she doesn't, her general manager doesn't want Channel 5 mentioned.
Exactly, that's right. That's what she told me beforehand, so make sure Stephen knows that so he doesn't say that.
I told him.
Sounds great. What we like to do is we like to say she's just a television reporter from Florida.
I know.
Excellent, thanks.
Reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident.
20.
You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
Gotta love that rock and roll. Willem Backus back in studio here for Travel World segment number 3. And it's 11:34 in Montreal. And we've got online in Scottsdale, Arizona, Stephen Pickford with Vic Phillips and Cynthia Fodor. And we have special guest, our Florida Bureau Chief, Cynthia Dimas. Welcome to Travel World, Cynthia.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And so... you told us you were going to tell us the real reason that people have web feet in Atlantis.
They have web feet? Because
yeah.
It's all water.
Yeah.
I went down to Atlantis in Paradise Island in the Bahamas. And, you know, since I'm the Florida Bureau person, I thought that I would consider the Bahamas part of my territory just for an excuse to go down there as much as possible. It's just a boat right away. But have you ever been there?
Personally, no, I've never been to Atlantis myself. I've read about it, and I thought it was just a myth.
That's what they say, a mythical land. It's this huge, it's as if you're actually underwater. It's the biggest aquarium, they say, in the world. And when you walk in, it's huge. It's like something out of Las Vegas that's dropped in the middle of the Bahamas. And when you walk up to the building, it's this humongous, humongous hotel right on the water on an island. And it's just one bridge away from Nassau. So you usually come into Nassau, you take the bridge over to Paradise Island, and Atlantis is there, and it's humongous.
Wow.
And when you walk into the lobby, you go down these stairs, these huge stairs, and that's when you're essentially underwater. And it's as if you're walking in the middle of these fish tanks because there's water surrounding you everywhere. There's clear glass on your right and on your left and on top of you.
And you get these carpenter fish chasing you with nets?
Yeah, pretty much. You do. At some point, there's piranha in one group, and so you're walking in the middle of piranhas.
Yeah, but they're actually educated piranha because they're in a school.
That's right.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Bonnie's supposed to go boo at this point. That was Chad's role when we were on CIQC. So
it's really neat. And you go walking from room to room or cavern to cavern, as they call it, and so there's piranha, there's jellyfish, there's everything. And the way they have it lit up, it's like black lighting, you know, so that the parts of the fish glow in the dark.
Yeah, and also the white parts of your clothing too.
Yes, and your teeth.
And your teeth. That's nice, having
and
a glint
on your clothes.
And that's what they meant when they said you had a glowing smile.
Yeah, the piranhas like a nice and clean smile.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty neat. They have a thing, my favorite part, was outside by the pool area.
Yeah.
They have these huge slides.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of one of the slides, you go through this clear tube, and you go in the middle of the shark tank.
Oh, yes, the water slide into the shark tank.
You slide into the shark tank.
Oh, God.
Lunch, anybody?
So it's pretty fascinating. And wow. The underwater stuff is the coolest part, definitely.
You know what? I would like to have a water slide in the middle of Nick's Palace here in Montreal. That's the largest fish tank in Montreal.
Oh, yes.
But we won't get into that on the radio. Go ahead,
Cynthia.
I
know that place.
Well, we can take you there if you'd like.
Okay. I'll go there. We'll compare.
Yeah. A lot of people who go to South Florida make this as a sort of a side trip, a couple of days when they hit South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Miami, and they'll go over to the Bahamas. There are a number of package tours that somebody can take organized by local tour operators.
Yeah. You know what? I can barely hear you.
That's one of those things. It's technical snafus. We're clearing that up. I remember the first few days when we did this on CIQC, we're one of the complicated shows. We have to be that way. But I guess that's just part of the
Was he talking about package tours?
Yep, Steve talks about the package tours.
Yeah, I know. You can go. I was actually, when I went to Paradise Island, I was on a cruise, you know, so I guess that's technically a package tour sailing out of Miami. But yeah, they have these hydrofoils that go from South Florida over to the Bahamas now. And, you know, that's like a boat plane thing that just kind of skims on the top of the water.
Oh, those are neat.
Yeah, they're pretty neat. They're really, and it's not expensive at all. And you can be in the Bahamas in like a little over an hour.
I remember Steve was proposing a hydrofoil that left at the foot of Woodland Avenue in Beaconsfield that would take you to Lynch Island for all the legalized gambling and prostitution that he'd put out there, but he never managed to do that.
Yeah. That's happened down in South Florida before. There's an area in South Florida, it's called Stiltsville, and it's actually these homes that are on stilts. And originally, they supposedly were built so that people could go by boat to these homes in the middle of the water that are built on stilts so that they could gamble and whatnot out there. And now they're still standing and they're trying to knock them down.
Oh, yes. Just like the smoker's cruise, you know. They set you on a boat for 2 weeks and headed off to beautiful, well, who the hell cares where you go, you know. You can enjoy 24-hour day smoking.
Nick's Palace.
Yeah.
Nick's Palace is one of those places. Yes, you can smoke there.
Wow. This is a popular place.
We'll have to take you out to Nick's Palace. I think Steve would enjoy it.
I gotta zip up there.
You better believe it. It's a lot like another place near here that we call it Saint Libor and Domaine Drulé. This is another good place to go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I see. You're online, Cynthia. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm trying to think of other stuff to tell you about Atlantis and Paradise Island. You can go by boat.
Okay.
You can go by boat. They have 63 dock slips, and you can stay on your own boat.
You kidding?
And then, of course, you pay for it.
Yeah.
It's not a cheap place to visit. Did I mention that?
But it's fun.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
And you can go by boat, and you can essentially get room service on your boat. You have a phone that they hook up to your boat that you can call. They can cater a party on your boat for you.
Well, now you're talking.
So it's not. Keep talking.
Now you're talking me language, man.
Do you like that?
Absolutely, man. You know what? We talk about Montreal, but did you know that Montreal is an island? Many people don't realize that. Montreal is right in the middle of the St. Lawrence River, and it's a series of islands here. We got Montreal, Laval Island, we got Boucherville Island, and Lynch Island, of all places. So I like to tell people I go back home to the island, but I freeze me little butt off up here.
Yeah, it's pretty cold up there now.
You better believe it. It's 1 degree Fahrenheit up here. Ay, 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 ay.
Is it really?
Yeah, the wind chill is down to -40. So Stephen's a lucky little so-and-so down in Scottsdale. You're talking about all these warm places. I wish I could go there.
South Florida is pretty warm right now, too.
You bet. Dip into a little fish tank there?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. No, actually, you know, February is, I would say, the best month in Florida. Mm-hmm. I was born in South Florida, and I lived in Florida all my life.
Oh, yeah.
With the exception of, you know, going away to college and living in North Carolina for a little getaway.
Do you own a coat?
Do I own a coat?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has dust on it.
Yeah.
Well, I have one coat. It's very out of style, also.
I usually try telling people what Canada's like there. Oh, you're from Canada. Must be cold. So, you know, after a while, you get tired of explaining the four different seasons to them.
Right.
And it comes to the point where, okay, let's just play along now.
Yeah,
right.
No, yes, Canada. It's a frozen, hostile wasteland. Every day, my friend Mantook and I sit in our igloo drinking beer and watching flying hockey pucks.
I went to Holland talking to some of the people in Arnhem about Canada. They were headed to California. And I said, why don't you come to Montreal? He says, oh, yes, Canada. Lumberjacks who play ice hockey. And, yeah, that's exactly what they said. I said, you haven't been to Canada lately, have you? But
you got a pretty nice
when I say I'm from Miami, when I'm overseas, and they say, where are you from? You just have to say Miami. You don't have to say the state or anything like that.
Yeah.
And they look at you, they go, oh, Miami, bang, bang.
Oh, Miami.
And I go,
Miami.
Hey now, no need for that. I get very offended.
Miami, bang, bang. When we went down to Miami, Steve and I, we went down to South Beach last year, and it was a nice
Miami
place.
Miami's nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
There was this place
so
next to the Clevelander where they had all this Latino dancing, and I don't know if Steve mentioned this, but I've been taking dance lessons at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and holy macaroni, I just wanted to get up there and do a little merengue. Oy.
Really?
You better believe it.
Yeah, there are a lot of little hot Latino ladies down there who would probably like to do the merengue with you.
Oh, la vida loca, now you're talking the language, man.
They were lined up. When they heard Willem Backus was there, they were lining up to dance with him.
That's right.
Steven's not kidding, because last June when we went down to Jamaica, I just grabbed some lady from California and started meringueing with her on the catamaran. We'd had about 6 hours of Bob Marley, so it was kind of nice when they picked up the beat a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything against Bob Marley, but, I mean, 6 hours of it, okay, enough's enough, eh? Stasi, look.
Right. That's their
claim
to fame. He just did a big benefit concert down in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Marley.
Oh, that's great. Hey, listen, we got about a minute left before we got to hit the break there. Cynthia, we want to keep you online. Tell us a bit more about your favorite places in Florida, and also tell us a bit more about yourself, your connection.
Okay.
Everybody's connected to Travel World, eh, Steve? All these nebulous
Everyone
connections.
Everyone is connected and on the line as well with us after the break, joining in the conversation, and will be our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, welcoming our newest correspondent to the show. So stay listening to Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Yeah, we still have about 40 seconds to go. Tell us a bit more about Scottsdale, Steve.
Well, I'm looking out the window here. The sun is shining.
Yeah.
They said it was so cold this morning, but I could not see my breath, so it is not cold. Walking around in a short sleeve shirt, and it is, I would say, like May or June in the Northeast today.
All right,
supposed to get up to a high of around 80 degrees, though, by the end of the day. It's a desert climate, so it's cool at night, but high of 80 under partly cloudy skies.
All right. Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide.
On Travel World, and Cynthia, tell us what you plan to do next week. Cynthia? Well, I guess
she's left us.
El Gonzarino, huh?
She's gone.
Yeah, gone for good. I'm Stephen Pickford,
I'm
Vic Phillips.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Mark Moskowitz. Oh, yeah, she's there too. Next Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Travel World Radio Show.